Bechem Nida Paradal Mishnah Zayin Kol Achadas Yom Becheskas Tahara. All 11 days a woman is Becheskas Tahara. As we mentioned previously, a woman when she sees for the first time, she becomes a Nida. And the din of a Nida is she has to count 7 days. But those days don't have to be clean as long as she is clean before she goes to the mikvah. She would be Tahara. And after the days of Nida are up, there are 11 days of Yemei Ziva. During those 11 days, if she sees Don for 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava Gedola, she would have to count 7 clean days. If she sees Don for 1 day or 2 days, she would be a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, and she would have to count 1 clean day. And after the 11 days of Zibar up, the next time she sees, she would become a Nida. And the din is, during the 11 days of Ziva, she is Becheskes Tahara. We assume she is Tahara. She doesn't have to check herself to make sure she is Tahara. And since she is not in her days of Nida, she has no reason to assume that she saw Don. So therefore, even though she did not check herself, she is presumed as being Tahara. Yashvala v'lo barka. A woman who sat without bedika. Meaning to say, a woman is in her days of Nida, she has to check herself. She has to check herself to make sure she has not seen Don. And since she is now in her days of Nida, we cannot presume that she is Tahara, so she has to check herself daily until she reaches the usual time that she sees Don, or until she actually becomes a Nida. She would have to check herself every day to make sure that she is not Tamea. But let's say she sat without a bedika. She did not do a bedika. She did not check herself to make sure she is Tahara. Shagiga Nansa Hizida Vilobatka Tahara. Whether she didn't check herself is shagig, she simply forgot to check. Or whether she was Nansa, something unavoidable happened that did not allow her to check. Or whether she was Hizida, she purposely did not check. It doesn't make a difference why she didn't check. She's still presumed as being Tahara. And even though L'chatkhila she is supposed to check herself during her Yemei Nida, she's not allowed to rely on the Chazaka that she did not see Don. But if, for whatever reason, she didn't check herself, then we can presume that she is Tahara. Higia Shah Vesta V'lo Barka. Harezu Tmeh. But if at the time of her vest that the woman sees that sixth period, she sees, for example, every 30 days, and it was the 30th day, and it was her time to see Don, and she didn't check herself, even if she checks herself later, and she finds that she is Tahara, we have to presume that she is Tmeh. Since it was the Shah's Vesta, it was the time that she usually sees, and she did not check herself to make sure she was Tahara, we have to presume that she was Tmeh, even if she checked herself afterwards and found herself to be Tahara. Rabbi Meir Omer, Em Haisa B'machta, V'higia Shas Vesta, V'lo Barka, Harezu Tahara, V'pnei Shacharada Misalekes Efeda. Rabbi Meir said, a woman who was hiding out because of bandits or an army that forced her into hiding, and it was the time of her vest, her fixed period in which she usually sees Dom, it was the 30th day, and she sees every 30 days, so it was the time of her vest. And she did not check herself to see if she was Tamei or Tahara. If she checks herself afterwards and finds that she is Tahara, she is presumed as being Tahara. And the reason is because the fear will cause her not to see at the regular time. And even though normally we say that a woman who sees at regular intervals, if she doesn't check herself at the time of her vest, at the time she usually sees, she is presumed as being Tamei, even though she checked later on and found out she was Tahara. But in this case, where she was in hiding, and she was in fear, and the fear can cause her not to see at the regular intervals, so therefore, if she didn't check herself at the time she usually sees, if she does check herself later on and finds that she is Tahara, we would presume her as being Tahara. Even though we said previously that a woman who's in her 11 days of Ziva, she is presumed as being Tahara and does not have to check herself. But a Zav, who is in the middle of his 7 Nikiyim, somebody who is a Zav, who has to count 7 clean days, during those 7 clean days, he is not presumed as being Tahara, he has to check himself. And so to a Zav, a woman who has become a Zav, who has seen Don for 3 days straight during her days of Ziva, to the dinner she has to count 7 clean days, during those 7 clean days, she is not presumed as being Tahara, she has to check herself every day. And a woman who is a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, a woman who has seen 1 day or 2 days straight during her days of Ziva, at the dinner she has to count 1 clean day. During that clean day, she cannot be presumed as being Tahara. She has to check herself. She is Becheskas Tamea. And even though normally during the 11 days of Ziva, she is Becheskas Tahara, but now that she has seen Dom during her days of Ziva, now she is Becheskas Tamea. She has to check herself to see if she has seen Dom or not. Nida Perak Hey Mishnah. If Yotzei Doifin and Yotzei Alav Yemei Tuma B'Yemei Tahara V'Ein Chayav and Alav Korban, A woman who has given birth via a cesarean section should not give birth in a natural way. She would not sit the Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara. A woman who gives birth in a natural way has days of Tumah and Tahara. She gave birth to a male. She would be Tame for the next 7 days, and then she would have 33 days where she is Tahara. And if she gave birth to a female, she would have 14 days of Tumah and 56 days of Tahara. But a woman who gave birth via a cesarean section, she would not sit the Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara. She would be like any other woman, as we learn out from the Pasuk, that only a woman who gives birth in a natural way has the Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara. And so too, a woman that gave birth via a cesarean section would not have to bring a korban. And even though normally a yoledet, a woman who has given birth, has to bring a korban, but that's only if she gave birth in a natural way, not if she gave birth with a cesarean section. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds there is no difference as to whether she gave birth in the natural way or whether she gave birth with a cesarean section. In both cases, she would have to bring a korban, and she would have the Yemei Tumah and the Yemei Tahara. All women become tame as soon as the blood exits the uterus, even while it's still in the base hachit and it's in her outer part and has not exited her guf yet. We learned this out from the pasuk. As the pasuk said, the blood is flowing from her basar. Chazal understand that this pasuk implies that the dam is still in her basar. The dam is still in her guf. It only exited the uterus, but it's still in her guf, but has not exited her guf. And even so, she is Tamea. So therefore, the din is that a woman becomes a Nida or a Zava, even though the dam is still in her bus or still in her guf. Abu Azavu, Bakari, Eina Mitamin, Achetete, Tumasan, Luchot. But a man who has an emission making him into a Zav, or he has semen come out of him which makes him into a Bakari, he would not become Tamei until it actually exited his guf. This is also learned down from the pasuk. As by Azav, it says, Ish ki Azav mi besara, which implies that the Ziv has already left his basar. And by Balkari, the pasuk says, Asher teitei mi menu shifra zera, which implies that the shifra zera has already come out of him. Only then would he become tame. But until then, he would not yet be tame.